From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. 8 men are now in custody in connection with Monday's bombing, including 2 men who were arrested by the Greater Manchester Police in separate raids earlier Thursday. The accused suicide bomber's father and brother were arrested by Libyan security forces on Wednesday. A spokesman for the Libyan anti-terrorism force said the brother of Hashim Abidi had recently been in contact with Salam and knew of his plans for the attack. The British Home Secretary criticized the U.S. for leaking sensitive information about the inquiry into the extremist attack that killed 22 people at a Manchester concert arena. On Thursday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg refused to weigh in on the intelligence flap between the U.S. and Britain.
This is not just about cash, but also about modern capabilities and meaningful contributions to NATO's missions, operations, and engagements. Today, we will take steps to keep up the momentum. We will agree to develop national plans every year. This will set out how NATO allies intend to meet their pledge so that we continue to match words with action. The stakes are high. This is about our security in a more uncertain world.
Meantime, British Prime Minister Theresa May announced that Britain's terror threat level will remain at critical. Islamic State has claimed responsibility, but British and U.S. intelligence have not confirmed that the extremist group was involved. Indonesia's president ordered an investigation into Wednesday's twin suicide bombings that rocked a bus terminal in the capital, Jakarta, killing at least 3 police officers and wounding several other people. It was not clear who was behind the attacks. This is VOA News. President Trump met with European leaders Donald Tusk and Jean-Claude Juncker ahead of meetings in Brussels with NATO alliance partners. He is expected to press the 27 members to join in the fight to defeat the Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One.
There are a couple of countries that are still thinking it over. I've had meetings actually with one of those. I think they're going to support NATO joining and becoming a formal member of the ISIS.
NATO alliance secretary Jens Stoltenberg said there are 2 reasons why some NATO members are already part of the anti-Islamic coalition.
Partly because it sends a strong and clear message of unity in the fight against terrorism. And especially in light of the terrorist attacks in Manchester, I think it's important that we send this unified message that we stand together in the fight against terrorism.
That is Islamic State. Mr. Trump is also expected to urge NATO members to pay a greater amount in burden sharing, the goal being 2% of the gross domestic product within 7 years. Philippine troops entered a besieged city on the southern island of Mindanao Thursday to begin clearing out Islamist militants who virtually took over earlier this week. The crisis began late Tuesday when Philippine security forces launched a mission to arrest a militant leader who was believed to be in Marawi, recovering from wounds sustained in a previous clash. The military says at least 6 government troops and 13 militants have been killed in the fighting. President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law in the southern Philippines. He's also vowing to take harsh measures against the militants. A U.S. Navy warship has sailed near a Chinese-controlled reef in the South China Sea in a mission seen as challenging Beijing's territorial claims in the disputed waterway. A spokesman for China's foreign ministry told reporters Thursday the U.S. patrol undermined peace and stability in the South China Sea. A U.S. military spokesman said American forces operate in the South China Sea on a daily basis and will continue to fly, sail, operate wherever international law allows. Brazil's embattled president, Michel Temer, has ordered troops to defend government buildings in the capital after thousands of protesters Wednesday demanded Mr. Temer, accused of corruption, leave office. Thousands marched toward the presidential palace. Most were peaceful, but others threw stones at police who responded with tear gas. Mr. Temer, who took office after his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached and removed from office, has vowed not to resign, saying it would be an admission of guilt. And in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Wednesday, a car bombing exploded, killing at least 5 people, wounding several others near a police checkpoint. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.